The Brownback administration is seeking federal approval for a new version of CanCare that would cap the benefits of some non-disabled recipients and require them to work. Federal officials appear open to the plan, but opposition is growing among state lawmakers, including some top Republicans. GOP Representative Dan Hawkins chairs the House Health Committee. He says lawmakers could try to block the administration, but would have to be prepared to override a veto.
Not saying that that couldn't happen. That probably could happen. So that's certainly a possibility.
Hawkins is mainly concerned about cost. He says what the administration is calling CanCare 2.0 could increase Medicaid costs by as much as $100 million a year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.